who signed a letter vouching for Judge
Kavanaugh's background check on Judge Kavanaugh potentially done as soon as tomorrow.
The confirmation process has become a national disgrace. I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
Dr. Blasey Ford.
Every year, millions of people decide that it's not worth going through all the hassle and red tape to vote. They simply decide not to exercise one of their civic rights and duties here in America. With the rise of social media, however, hundreds of thousands of young people have taken up the mantle and decided that the political future of our country is something they care about. These young people are scattered across the country and the globe. However, I was lucky enough to sit down with two that go to school here.
Chris Elmore, and I'm a sophomore at Carmel High School.
Kean Robinson, I'm a junior.
Like I said before, these people care very deeply about the political future of our country. And with that comes some deeply ingrained opinions. In this first episode of Hot Take, we will be discussing the Kavanaugh and Ford hearing and what these students, Kean and Chris, have to say about it.
I would consider myself a left-leaning Democrat, and I tend to care about social issues and environmental issues the most.
I'm not 18, so I can't officially become affiliated with a party, but I intern and I support the Republican Party, and I identify more as a Republican than a Democrat. I think that the most important issues in the country are issues of fiscal responsibility, you know, the national debt, Social Security is running out of money. These are problems that are going to be affecting us when we're adults, so I think that those are some of the most important right now.
As a brief overview of the hearing, for those of you who are not super aware of what went down in Washington this month, here's what happened. Brett Kavanaugh was recently put up for election into the Supreme Court by President Donald Trump. This is monumental because at the moment, the court has four right-leaning judges and four left-leaning, and Trump's nomination will swing it one way or another. A week before the vote, Dr. Christine Ford came forward with an accusation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her during high school. Since then, there was a hearing where both parties were questioned by the Senate, and then on October 6th, 2018, Kavanaugh was sworn in as a Supreme Court justice. Both Chris and Kean were already in the know about the situation, so I went straight to the partisan lines and asked them what their opinions overall were. Spoiler alert, I was right. They do not see eye to eye on much at all.
I think what Christine Blasey Ford said was true based on the allegations themselves and the fact that a therapist had her... She had told this to a therapist back in 2012, and then it was written in the therapist's notes years ago before Kavanaugh was even up for the Supreme Court or anything near that. And I think that's first a significant indication that what she did was true. But a lot of the situation, in my opinion, and I think a lot of Democrats as well, is not it, part of it is the allegations. But if he had been like, you know what, I was in high school, I was 17, I don't remember exactly what happened. If it did, then I apologize. It probably would have gone away pretty quickly. But the way he's reacting to this and the way the Republicans are jumping onto this and the way that he was responding and the way he acted during the hearing.
So I listened to the Kavanaugh Ford hearing. I thought that what she said was very compelling, and I definitely think that something happened to her. But my opinion on it is I don't know if I can say that it was him.
At this point, the partisan divisions became all the more obvious.
There's a lot of, it's very partisan right now, but there are a lot of human, like, just being a decent human person involved in this as well, because he's not. I think he, at least in the past, was a high-functioning alcoholic. He blacked out all the time. He could have done more stuff like this as more allegations of service. And then the Republicans are making a big deal about how, well, you're pushing his hearing by a week. You can't do that.
There's a lot of things that she doesn't remember from that night, like where it happened, when it happened. And while I'm not doubting that she could have been attacked, I'm doubting whether or not it was him, especially because two other people have stepped up and said that they were the ones that attacked her. If he did it, I don't think he should be confirmed. I think it speaks a lot about character and moral character. If he had committed something like that. And while he might have had a pretty busy and pretty stellar career and took care of some issues that I agree with, I don't think that that speaks highly of his moral character, and I don't think that that's something we need in a Supreme Court justice.
Hearing them talk, you wouldn't believe how recently both have gotten into politics. They sound like 30-year-old mini diplomats. However, both have only recently forayed into this side of the news.
Well, I was raised in a very political-minded family, A lot of the things I would hear my parents talk about were political things and news. And I was always interested in politics. And then once I got older and was able to comprehend a lot of more complicated news stories, especially with the 2012 election between Obama and Romney, I got really interested in that. And then in 2016 especially, I tried to get more activism.
Well, I got into politics a little bit with the 2016 election. I kind of watched everything that was going on. And at the beginning, I didn't really support anyone in general. But I was like, I don't like Donald Trump because I heard what everyone had to say about him. And I kind of went with the societal image of him. So I did research. I started to really like it. So I really started paying more attention. But then when the midterms came around, I knew that I wanted to get into politics myself. So I started interning down at my local Republican Party.
Despite politics dividing Chris and Keen on almost every issue in this case, they can both agree to one thing.
Vote Republican in November. That's it.
You need to go out and vote in the midterms, because that's very important. Blue Wave 2018, we're going to take back the Senate and get a bunch more seats in the House. And it's necessary. If you don't like what's going on, you need to go out and vote. I know conservatives tend to be a lot more... voter turnout is a lot higher amongst conservatives than it is for liberals because they're more fired up. But hopefully that'll change soon, especially with all these new things happening.
Midterms are right around the corner, and no matter your political affiliation, those of you over the age of 18 need to get out there to the polls and represent yourself and your opinions. Those of you too young should encourage your family to get to the polls. Us high schoolers will inherit the political and economical situation that is set up by our parents, siblings, and relatives right now. So no matter your beliefs or your age, your support matters. Thank you for listening to the very first episode of Hot Take. We certainly got some fiery opinions from our guests. I'm Paige Orval, and for more projects like this, check out whje.com or 91.3 FM.